Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Shift with CJ podcast. Today, we're diving into a topic that often gets overlooked in our health journeys. Many of us are meticulous about our workouts, nutrition, and other biohacking techniques, yet sometimes our health still seems to suffer. What if I told you that one of the fundamentals we overlook is something as basic as the clothes we wear? It's quite eye-opening when you think about the journey of a piece of clothing before it reaches your wardrobe. From the fields where the cotton is grown to the factories where it's dyed and sewn, every step involves chemicals and processes that can be harmful. And this isn't just about new clothes. Think about all those amazing sales and thrift store finds. They all come with their own history of chemical exposure. Here in Dubai, we see a lot of imported clothing from all over the world. People love to keep up with the latest fashion trends, often buying from fast fashion retailers. While it's great to have access to affordable fashion, the hidden costs to our health and the environment are something we need to consider. For example, sites like Shein.com or Tima offer a wide variety of clothes at unbeatable prices, but these items are often made with little regard for safety standards. When I was a kid, we didn't have much money, so we always looked for the best deals. The clothes we bought were often low quality and didn't last long. Now, as an adult, I understand that investing in higher quality, safer clothing is a better choice in the long run. But how do you know what's safe? Let's break down some of the common chemicals found in our clothes. Azo-aniline dyes. These dyes can cause allergic reactions. If you notice your skin gets red, itchy, and dry after wearing certain clothes, azo-aniline dyes might be the culprit. It's especially common in areas where the fabric rubs against your skin, like your waist, neck, armpits, and thighs. Formaldehyde resins. Used to keep clothes wrinkle-free, formaldehyde is a known carcinogen. It can also cause skin irritation and eczema. You'll find it in a lot of cotton and natural fabrics, especially those that are wrinkle-resistant. Non-ylphenol ethoxylate, NPE. This toxic chemical is used in manufacturing and is harmful to the environment. When you wash clothes containing NPE, it gets into the water system where wastewater plants can't fully remove it. It eventually breaks down into non-ylphenol NPE, which is toxic to fish and wildlife. Glyphosate, known for its use in agriculture, glyphosate is often found in cotton textiles. It's linked to cancer and other health issues. Considering how much cotton we use daily, from clothes to bed linens, this is a significant concern. Chlorine bleach. While great for whitening and stain removal, chlorine bleach can cause respiratory problems and even asthma. It's widely used in the processing of fibers and cotton, especially in denim. Volatile organic compounds, VOCs. These solvents are used in textile printing and can off-gas from clothing, posing risks like developmental and reproductive damage. Long-term exposure can lead to serious health issues. Perfluorinated compounds, PFCs. Used to create stain-repellent and water-resistant fabrics, PFCs are carcinogenic and can build up in the body. They're found in a lot of outdoor gear and uniforms. Brominated flame retardants. These are used to make clothes less flammable but are neurotoxic and endocrine disruptors. They can also cause cancer. Surprisingly, they're found in some children's clothing. Ammonia. Used to provide shrink resistance, ammonia can cause irritation to the lungs and eyes. It's found in many natural fabrics. Heavy metals used in leather tanning and dyeing. Heavy metals like lead and cadmium are highly toxic. They can be found in finished textiles, especially those that are dyed or printed. Phthalates. These chemicals used in printing inks are known endocrine disruptors. They can cause a range of health problems, especially related to hormonal imbalances. There are many case studies where introducing clothing has made people sick. One famous one is when American Airlines introduced new uniforms for over 70,000 employees, the first update in 30 years. Shortly after, around 3,100 employees, including pilots and flight attendants, reported feeling sick because of the uniforms. They experienced symptoms like rashes, itching, swollen eyes, and just feeling unwell overall. It's pretty shocking, right? You wouldn't think that something as simple as a uniform could cause so many issues. Our clothes can be made from potentially allergenic materials like latex or lycra and often contain various chemicals used in manufacturing. The clothing industry is one of the most polluting industries on the planet, with textiles often laced with irritants and harmful chemicals. This is why it's crucial to wash new clothes before wearing them, though even that might not make them entirely safe. Another major issue is microfiber pollution. Synthetic jackets like fleeces can release up to 2.7 grams of microfibers per wash, which can end up in waterways. These microfibers pose physical and chemical threats to marine life. Did you know it takes 5,000 gallons of water to manufacture one pair of jeans? Cotton crops use 24% of all insecticides and 11% of all pesticides globally, and 25% of the chemicals produced in the world are used in textiles. It's quite alarming when you think about it. But don't worry, there are steps we can take to protect ourselves. First, always wash new clothes before wearing them. This helps remove some of the surface chemicals. However, keep in mind that multiple washings might be necessary to reduce the presence of more stubborn chemicals. Second, look for organic cotton and natural fibers. These materials are less likely to be treated with harmful chemicals. Third, consider the impact of your clothing choices on the environment. The fashion industry is a major polluter, second only to oil. By choosing sustainable and ethically produced clothing, you can help reduce this impact. Vintage and thrift shopping are excellent options too. Not only do they reduce waste, but older clothes are often less chemically treated than modern fast fashion. As for me, I've always loved looking good in new clothes. When I was younger, I wanted to impress people with my style, constantly changing my wardrobe. Now, I train a lot, especially in jiu-jitsu, and I'm often that awkward guy wearing cotton clothes in the gym instead of the high-tech sweat-wicking materials. Cotton feels more natural and less toxic to me. I hope today's episode has shed some light on the hidden dangers of our clothing and given you some practical tips to make safer choices. Thanks for tuning into the Shift with CJ podcast. Until next time, stay healthy and mindful of what you wear.
Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.